And we have part of our Sunday readings from last Sunday given to us again during the weekday. And this time, another parable of the kingdom, a slightly different one because it has its apocalyptic flavor. And, you have to be very, very careful when you interpret, apocalyptic. And Jesus did use it, unquestionably. But you have to be careful when you interpret it to make sure you don't put too much of an allegorical interpretation onto it and less of a parabolic interpretation. So we're dealing with a parable here, not with an allegory. Remember, allegories have all kinds of specific little references that go on within, the analogy, whereas a parable has a single point of reference. And what the single point of reference here is, it's not about, the stuff that, you dredge up in the net. It's not about the people on the boat who are picking, stuff out, the good and the useless and so forth. What it really is about is whether we're going to become a treasure for the kingdom during our lives on earth, or we're going to just do nothing and become, a piece of junk, if I might use the analogy from the parable, right? Whether we're just going to let ourselves devolve into something that just doesn't mean anything to the kingdom, that contributes nothing to the kingdom, that has no, association with the kingdom, that doesn't connect with the kingdom. It's just something that, somebody dredges up and tosses back in and into the water. And so, of course, the idea, for Jesus is to try and spur us with the parable to, to do something with our lives, to make a difference to the kingdom, and to connect ourselves to the kingdom through our actions and our lives. Well, what would that be? And Jesus tells us again and again. The first thing is, obviously I'm preaching to the choir. Here you are at daily mass, so you're already, double connected, right? Number one, you're listening to the word of God, and you're trying to take that ever more deeply into your hearts. That's a big part of connecting to the kingdom. That's, as it were, making your treasure shine. And then, of course, you will receive the Lord in the Holy Eucharist, right? The very ritual that he has left us with that gives us his own body and blood. That makes you shine a little more, as it were, connecting you even more with the kingdom of God. Makes your treasure, shine even more. And then, of course, you're here trying to do work in the diocese. But you're not just doing work. You're not just going through motions. You're really trying to go through these motions, to do your very best to make a difference to the spiritual lives, the religious lives of the people that you serve, so that will serve the kingdom of God. And of course, that makes your treasure shine even more. So of course, the more that we're trying to do, right, to connect to the kingdom of God through his word, through the Eucharist, through the Mass, through the service that we intend, the help that we try to impart to the people of God to make a difference, right? All of these things make our treasure shine. But the parable is addressed to us. What Jesus is saying is, right, to people who have already embarked on the road, go for it and keep getting reinvigorated and keep getting that surge of energy and desire to keep serving the kingdom and keep deepening your appreciation of the word and the sacraments. He's telling us, go for it. But he's also telling the group that's not doing anything, beware, beware, beware. Don't let yourself become so detached from the kingdom that there's nothing that makes you of any value in it. Don't become so detached from the kingdom that, right, that your treasure is not shining. And the reason I'm convinced that he's saying it to to these people in this way is that if you don't make any difference to the people of God around you, then the kingdom will make no difference to you. I'm not talking to you, you. I mean to the people that he's speaking to, addressing here, the people who have no interest in the kingdom. And if the kingdom has no interest to this particular group of people, then in the end, when it comes to choosing it, right, they're not going to do it. They won't have the least interest in doing it. They'll choose the most sort of imminent thing that seems pleasurable or desirable to them in the end, the kingdom being at the bottom of the list instead of the kingdom being at the top of the list. And of course, if that's the case, we could actually choose or be completely apathetic about whether we enter or whether we don't enter. And of course, that really is not addressed to those of us sitting here at Daily Mass. But he's addressing this to these people because he's saying, boy, if you're indifferent to the kingdom now, you're going to be indifferent to it later. Be very, very aware, because at the very moment of apocalypsis, you know, you may find yourselves just choosing to stay out of it. And that would be a horrible, eternal mistake. So both groups are intended, and I'll give you the message that's for you. Keep going for it, guys, and keep your enthusiasm going. Amen.